Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the College Bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, with six Elite Series events down and three to go, it's time to revisit the elephant in the room, which is forward-facing sonar, and what changes may be coming down the pike for 2026. We'll visit with John Cruz, who heads up the Elite Series Angler Board of Professionals, and Mark Menendez, who is one of the angler reps. In the middle of all of that is 2024 Classic champ Justin Hamner, who in 2020 introduced me to the technology on Lake Hartwell. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding him so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And in the leadoff role here, as we talk about this forward-facing sonar issue and what might be coming up next with the conversations that are taking place between the Anglers Board of Professionals, the ABT, ABP, I should say, which is a group of elite anglers broken up into, you know, six different representatives, if you will, handling different groups of anglers, and their voice being heard with bass as they try to navigate things going forward. I thought, you know what, let's start out with Mark Menendez. He's one of the reps, and he's a veteran. And dude's been around a minute, you know, and so he's seen it all. He's seen all the technology that has come across over the last 20, 25 years, and I figured we'd start with him, and he joins us down to VMC Hook. Mark, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for let the token old guy. I'm the second oldest guy on tour now,
oh, God,
except for my roommate, Bernie Schultz. But thanks for having me on, Tom. I appreciate it.
Well, I hear that. And Bernie is a great, great guy. I'll tell you what is Bernie? He's like in his early 70s, isn't he? I mean, he looks great for his age. I mean,
he is a handsome young man at 70 years old.
70 years
and,
old.
Yeah. And I'm 10 years behind him, and I don't look as good as he does, but it's fun. We're rooming with two young guys, Tim Doobie and Will Davis, and the young guys love to hear when the old guys tell the old stories of back in the day.
Yeah,
the fish was as long as your leg or whatever it is. So it's a unique group we have hanging out together, and we all learn something from each other.
So is that true? There's only two guys on the tour that are over 60 years old. You and Bernie.
Me and Bernie.
Wow.
Me and Bernie.
It is a young man's game. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm there in between you two guys, so I'm right in the middle in between you two guys, so I get it. But I'll tell you what, I've got live scope on my boat, and I'm trying to learn it, man. It's a different animal. I started out tournament fishing in the 80s with a flasher on the front of my boat, and green meant weeds, and red meant it was a hard bottom, and that was it. and like Kevin Van Dam says, somebody had a great idea to strap a transducer to the trolling motor, and lo and behold, we could see something right underneath the boat, which was tremendous. And now here we are with the forward-facing sonar. It so dominates all of the conversation. You're involved with the organization and, working with the bosses at Bass. Do you feel that your voices are being heard? I mean, do you think that this has been good? The whole anglers board of professionals with the elite series anglers, do you think that it's something where your voices are truly having an impact on management, if you will?
Well, you know, I certainly hope so, Tom. Our conversations have been really good. They have been open on our thoughts and trying to help Bass make decisions that are best for business for the organization and for the independent contractor, which is the professional angler. That's the world we want to live in. We want to live in where Bass is healthy, and that in turn helps the anglers be healthy as well. So I think it's very positive. I think it's very forward going, let's say, to make a really bad pun there. But so far we are getting that foundation to where I think things are moving in a unified direction.
Yeah, I think they are as well. Mark Menendez with us here. All right. So your personal opinion on all of this, you know, it's we're six tournaments in with the changes that were made last year. In your estimation, where do you think we're headed? I mean, is it going to be a scenario where it'll be available for half the tournaments, 60% of the tournaments, 7 out of 10 tournaments, that kind of mindset? Or do you think there's a way to blend those two things where sometimes it's in play and other times it's not?
Well, the first thing I want to say, Tom, as a professional angler, it is my job to learn the technology. It's up to me to learn that technology. And if I don't, I'm going to be like a dinosaur and I will be extinct. So I don't have any depth finder company sponsorships anymore. I blended the best that I thought would be for my take on angling. What's going on is there's two things in play, Tom. The first thing is ethically, is this the best thing ethically for fishing? It first and foremost, it takes the mystery out of fishing, which is what we all romanticized and what we all fell in love with as young people to become anglers. And secondly, it almost, it speeds the game up. The anglers that are really, really good with forward facing, they don't make a cast unless they're throwing at what they think is a bass. So if you're throwing at what you think is a bass all day, sure, you're going to have more opportunities, more reps, and catch more fish. So it is a very hard call, since I've spent 50 years honing my skills to be at the elite series level for the last 34 years, to see change. We as anglers don't like change. We want things to stay static so we can catch them the same way we did yesterday. And that goes all the way down the line from the enthusiast to the club angler to the regional angler to the pro angler. We want to try to control those things. And forward facing allows you to control variables that I can't control when I'm not using it. So the game's gotten faster. But again, Tom, it is the angler's responsibility as a professional angler to learn and to be able to use that technology.
Yeah.
So the romance of it, it hurts my feelings. I won't say anything against that. I love the mystery of when I make that perfect pitch down the side of a dock or down into the top of a tree, am I going to get that bite? I love that part of it. But what forward facing has done is has taught us a lot more about bass behavior than we've known in the last 40 to 50 years.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. I can't believe how many times I swing my trolling motor off to away from the bank, and all of a sudden I'm seeing them all swimming around out there. What are you doing out there? You're supposed to be over here by this willow grass that's on the bank that I like to fish so much. So I would agree with that part of it. There's no doubt about it. All right, so let's talk about from a Mark Menendez. We only got a couple of minutes left, but for Mark Menendez, all right, you're like you said, you know, you're you and Bernie, you're the two oldest guys out there, and you know the numbers aren't in your favor right now. You got to have a good, strong finish to the season. We'll see what the future holds for you, but here you are, one of the voices, one of the reps. Can you still look forward to making plans for next year when you honestly aren't 100% sure whether you'll be a part of it next year? Talk about that.
Well, I think I will be just on my career average.
Right.
So I do have that in my back pocket. I'm going to fish the way I'm going to fish, Tom. I'm blending forward facing into what I do and becoming more successful with it. It stifles me, as you can tell. The learning curve with it is amazing.
Yeah.
But the ethical part of it is where I really have the problem with it. Is it ethical to hunt deer at night with a spotlight? No, it's not. There's laws against that. Is it, baseball has, they don't, Major League Baseball, no aluminum bats. Golf has restrictions on how things are made. NASCAR has restrictions. It's time for that restriction to make the playing field a little more even. So whether it's a 100% we're not going to use it, or whether it is a mix of whatever, it was great to see the restrictions of only one forward-facing sonar transducer on our boats this year.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things we're talking about, all of those, and we're going to try to cost average what's best for all of us involved. So I have to be very cautious, Tom, and not put my own personal feelings in it, and I have to be cognizant of what is best for everybody.
Yeah.
And that's the number one reason, Tom, that I even went to be one of the board members. My career is tailing. I'm at the end of my career, but I want to make it better for the next generations. And why not use the 35 years of experience I have to make a decision that might be best for the organization, taking my feelings out of it.
That's why it's great to have Mark Menendez involved in this type of stuff and have his voice heard as well. And he does such a tremendous job with that. Mark, I appreciate you so much. Good luck the rest of the way. Let's go get them at 10 Killer and then up north.
I certainly will, Tom. Thanks for having me. And I hope I answered your questions as good as possible. And I really want to see our sport flourish and be the best it can be.
All right, tremendous job there with Mark Menendez. All right, coming up next, Justin Hamner will join us. I was in his boat the first time I ever saw this forward-facing sonar. We'll talk to him next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Hey, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we talk a little bit today about the whole forward-facing sonar controversy and what could happen in the future, and of course, John Cruise is coming up in a little bit, I thought, well, why not talk to the guy that introduced me to forward-facing sonar? It was back in 2020 at Lake Hartwell. When he was an open angler, just trying with a dollar and a dream to make it to the Elite Series. And he had these broken down rods that he cut the ends off of that he bought at Walmart and was twitching a jerk bait and was looking at the electronics on the screen and looking at schools of fish. And he said, come up here and take a look at this. And I saw the school of fish, and I saw a fish come right out of a pack and attack his jerkbait, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. His name was Justin Hamner.
He went on to win the 2024 Bassmaster Classic at Grand Lake, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook.
Hamner, welcome back in, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. That was a crazy time back then, wasn't it?
It was 5 years ago. It was 5 years ago, and you had an old boat. I think your electronics was worth more than your boat. You know, back then you had an older boat. I remember when I drew you, I was like, what's this guy?
My
yeah, exactly. An old boat, old rods. But man, you knew how to twitch that jerkbait, and you still do. You're known as one of the best with it, but. You jumped on this forward-facing sonar stuff early on, and obviously at a place like Hartwell, you know, it really came into play. Just talk about when you very first became aware of it, Garmin LiveScope, and the original generation of it. When you first came aware of it and what it was like right from the very beginning.
Yeah, so really my first time even hearing about it or anything was when – Jason Christie won at Lake St. Clair, and he talked about it a little bit, but I think he was trying to like keep it under the wraps then. Mm-hmm. And I believe that was in 19 maybe. Mm-hmm. But either way, like, so I got it, you know, I was fishing the opens and, got it for that. And I caught so many catfish. It was insane because, I mean, there's more fish swimming around out there than, you know, the actual bass.
Yeah.
Like, the majority of fish aren't bass. So that first little while, man, I was wearing that. I could have been on the catfish trail.
Yeah, man. I tell you what.
It was wild.
Now, you won the classic at Grand Lake. I don't know if I said Hartwell, but you won the classic at Grand Lake. And, You were using that forward-facing sonar, but you also were doing a lot of power fishing. Talk to me a little bit about how you utilize it in combination with, because you were fishing around docks, you were fishing between docks, you were in shallow water. So talk to me about how the application is, you know, in those kind of, as opposed to just being, as Greg Hackney says, out in the ocean.
Yeah, so that's one thing that drives me crazy when people say, you know, it's just taking all your instincts out of fishing. Me personally, I don't get that because I'm still fishing the way that I've always fished, except now I'm able to see in real time, you know, how the fish are actually reacting mm-hmm. to what I'm doing. And then I can change my presentations or whatever it is based on how they're acting. And instead of just having to guess and wait until I get a bite, now it's immediately, oh, I see a fish. It didn't like that. He did like this, you know, and being able to change up then versus 2 hours later, me realizing, oh, they don't really like this color. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just to me, it's just immediate feedback. And I mean, I'm still going down the bank. I'm still fishing how I do. I just, being able to have that technology.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get over this little bit of cold.
Well, you ended up ninth at the Sabine River, and there was all this conversation about, well, you know, this will show them. You know, we'll go to the Sabine River, and it's a river fishery where, you know, 5 feet is deep water, and it's going to be, the scope won't be in play and so on. And yet I'm looking at the top 10, and I'm looking at guys, yeah, there's some power fishermen in there, some shallow water guys like a Kyle Welcher in there, but I also see Koyo Fujito finish third, and Taco Ito finish fourth, and Patrick Walters is good with his electronics, so is Pat Schlopper, and all the way down the list, and some of the guys that are well-known shallow water fishermen who have been struggling this year struggle there too. So it seems to go to show that, you know, these guys can catch them. It's not just about the electronics. It seems to be, you know, a good fisherman can utilize all the different tools that you have to catch them.
100%. And I mean, I think that's always been the deal. First of all, you know, if you think these guys can't, you know, power fish or whatever it is, mm-hmm. I don't care who it is. If you're on the Elite Series, you can catch them any way possible. I mean, that's just crazy. But to me, it's just like, if you're not on the cutting edge of technology and learning as much as you can, especially when something new like this comes out, like, I don't understand what we're doing. That's like if side scan came out back in the day and everybody's, I'm completely against that. Like, okay, you're going to get beat by guys that figure it out and learn it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we learned a lot about the Tennessee River and ledge fishing with side scan, right? I mean, that was that came out. That was about 2005. And, places like Gunnersville and Pickwick and so on, we knew those ledges were there and you would find them on the downscan and so on. But it became so much easier on side scan. And, it became, that changed fishing. And stuff. But I don't remember the outrage, though, that we had with that we have now with forward facing. It wasn't quite, this nuts.
Yep. I think the biggest difference is we didn't have social media back then.
Ah, there you go. That's a great point. That is a great point. And now we got a lot of guys that want to get clicks, and the best way to get clicks is say that the world is falling and we've destroyed, everything that has to do with professional fishing. So we know that there are meetings coming up, that we know that you guys now have this angler board of professionals. You're in Lee Livesey as your rep. There'll be more meetings coming up. If they were to come out and say next year we're going to go 50-50, half the tournaments won't have it or maybe three tournaments won't have it and six tournaments will be allowed in. If they were to do something like that, what would your reaction be to that?
I mean, I don't want to sound too boring, but I don't care what they do as long as it's an equal playing field for everybody. I mean, whatever, I'm here to catch bass. I don't care how I have to catch bass. I fish 25 years without forward facing sonar. I think I'll be all right. But I just hope that I hope we don't backtrack. I feel like we've done so much over the years just to try to get like the younger generation more involved in the sport. And then we teach them and train them. And now they're going from the junior programs to the high school to college. And then once they make it to the opens and start doing good, everybody complains because they're too good, too young.
Yeah.
And then they try to say it's all forward facing sonar, and I think that's one of the biggest things that does aggravate me, is like, okay, we want this younger generation to come up and get here, but then when they get here and they're good and start beating some guys, like, now you got to find something to, we got to ban electronics because they're really good at it, because they put in more time than everybody.
Well, a lot of these kids have been fishing competitively since they're 13 years old. And I agree with you. I think that's the biggest question. If you were to look at something and say, wow, this revolution, these young people that are coming in and are doing so well, video game fishing and everything. Well, no. They've been fishing competitively. The days of a Gerald Swindle framing houses until he's 30 years old before he can go fish professionally are gone. These kids come out of high school and college fishing fishing, and they're primed and they're ready to go. And I think that's the biggest thing, more than anything else, is that we are we wanted this, and we raised a generation of young professionals now.
100%, and they're good.
And they're coming after your money.
Exactly, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons people want to complain.
Yeah,
they're just too good.
Yeah,
so I don't know. I think it's crazy to try to block what they're doing and all. You know how good they are just by claiming that it's because of the technology.
Are you good with what they did this year in terms of limiting the number of transducers and the schedule, you know, building a schedule that maybe brings in multiple techniques?
That's fine. I don't like being restricted. I don't like being restricted on anything. But if this makes people happy, whatever.
Yeah.
I wish it was just all out, do whatever you want to catch bass, as long as you ain't breaking no rules.
Well, you're
or laws.
Yeah, you are definitely catching them. 17th in the points now. You know, got it going good with 10 killer coming up, and then go heading north for a couple of tournaments up there. Justin Hanmer has been our guest, and man, it's always good to talk to you and reminisce a little bit about the first time I saw forward facing sonar at work. And you go out there and just keep catching them, man.
Yes, sir. We're gonna catch bass regardless.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Justin Hamner. And that's the point, you know, is that's right. They're going to catch bass regardless. And all you had to do was, you know, kind of go out there and see guys like Taku Ito and Koya Fujita and some of the others and what they were able to do in a shallow water fishery and continue to be very, very competitive. And that's the way it happened. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, John Cruz will join us. He heads up the Angler Board of Professionals for the Elite Series, and we'll get his take on what could be coming down the road. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines.
13 fishing rods and reels.
Plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's bright spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said, this show I wanted to spend some time talking about the forward-facing sonar issue, which has obviously been on the top of mind for everybody through the last couple of years, really. And you know by now that there's an Angler's Board of Professionals, the ABP, if you will, that was formed, that John Cruise heads up, basically, for bass. And there are multiple other anglers that kind of represent each pack or each group of anglers, and they meet on a fairly regular basis and discuss things with the brass at BASS, you know, to have some input into what's going to happen going forward. And of course, the number one topic always seems to be the forward-facing sonar issue. So joining us now is the man himself, John Cruise, and he is on the VMC hook. John, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Tom. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, you know, you're the go-to guy when it comes to trying to get information as to what is going on. There is so much noise out there. It's almost entertaining to kind of see the misinformation that's floating around. Everybody that's got a blog or a YouTube page, you know, talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. Do you look at any of that stuff yourself? Do you get a chuckle out of it, or do you ever find a grain of truth in any of it?
It is amusing, but it's also frustrating at the same time because, you know, a lot of different people are talking about what's going to happen, and like it's definitive. And, you know, being involved with the process, I can tell you at this point, there's nothing that's set in stone or determined or even, you know, hammered down. It's right. Just, it's very much up in the air, and it is kind of amusing. Yeah, I'll go with that for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot of misinformation that is floating around. So just to kind of give people a basis, the Anglers Board of Professionals, this is strictly a group of anglers that are with Bassmaster, correct? It's not like the Angler Board of Professionals is professionals that are fishing in all circuits necessarily. This is something that has been formed basically amongst the Elite Series pros. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. This group is just comprised of Bassmaster Elite anglers, and it's put together in order to have a, you know, unified voice and kind of like a funnel, if you will, for you know, the needs and desires of the anglers. And because it's run by the anglers, you know, that's one of the benefits of it for the anglers, is that, you know, it's just comprised of the anglers, kind of for the anglers. And you know, we've I think helped Bass kind of craft a few different situations, you know, from the payouts and the polygraphs to make it a little more conducive for the wants and needs and desires of where the Elite Series anglers are in 2025.
And I'm glad you mentioned some of those other things, because that's the other thing that is a little bit of a misnomer, is that, you know, this is all about forward-facing sonar. You guys talk about other things than forward-facing sonar, right? I mean, there's a lot of different issues. You mentioned the payouts, things like that, I would imagine. Schedule, it's not just about forward-facing sonar.
No, I mean, you know, that's kind of the topic of the day, you know, right now, is the forward-facing sonar and, you know, kind of what the rules, you know, might look like next year. You know, we're really just kind of, you know, as far as the ABP is concerned, just kind of in a fact-finding, you know, situation right now and, you know, doing a, you know, survey on what the anglers want to fish for, you know, and that's, you know, we're we are not the governing body, but we would like to have some input, you know, and say so and exactly what those rules are going to look like. So I think the first step is just getting an actual, truthful, accurate, you know, assessment of where the anglers want to be next year, you know, as a group. And then, you know, the reps and I sitting down with Bass and just kind of showing them that information and then saying, all right, well, what do we think we want to do for next year, and how is that going to benefit the sport?
Do you feel comfortable that your voices are being heard, and that Bass, because Bass, obviously, they have a number of different things that are involved in all of these decisions. I mean, there are financial concerns and sponsorship concerns and things like that. Do you feel like at this point that Bass has been receptive to what you guys bring to the table?
Absolutely. You know, I think the working relationship between the ABP and Bassmaster just continues to get better. You know, they continue to kind of look for us for input on certain topics, and then they also are allowing us to do some of the dirty work, if you will, that really kind of gets a little complicated when Bassmaster starts to do it. You know, when Bassmaster's doing surveys, there's always a question, you know, from the anglers is like, all right, who's going to see my vote? There's a lot of question marks that, you know, I feel like the ABP is just taking off of Bass's plate. And that's one of the reasons I think it's continuing to work well. And I think some of the input that we've given them seems to be working a little bit better than things that they may have initially proposed or something. So, we're just going to continue to try to do what we can and see what happens, each week, so to speak.
Yeah, John Cruz with us. He heads up the Anglers Board of Professionals, the ABP, and trying to cut through some of the noise and get to some of the details and the facts that are out there when it comes to the relationship between the anglers, the Elite Series anglers, and Bass. Now, you know, one of the things that floats around out there a lot is that there's this incredible amount of discord amongst the fishermen. Now, you're 100 independent contractors. We get that. It's going to always be hard. It's like herding cats, you know, to get everybody to think in the same way. But in the feedback that you have gotten, do you feel like there's this huge divide between, you know, the younger guys that are, you know, that rely a lot on the technology versus the grizzled vets and, all of this noise that is out there that everybody is, there's a lot of infighting and everybody's unhappy and all of that? Or do you feel like there's a certain amount of unity, amongst the group in terms of finding a happy medium that makes everybody, satisfied?
Well, you know, drama and, divisiveness, that's what gets clicks, you know, and that's what gets people to that's what gets their attention, and that's what people want to run with. Anytime you have 100 people that are passionate about a subject, all 100 are never going to align on pretty much every topic. So that just comes with the territory, and I feel like that the reps and I mean, we've discussed it numerous times. We just have to try to stay neutral as far as not putting our personal bias towards anything, any topic that we're discussing, and trying to represent, you know, like for myself, I try to represent the anglers as a whole and what's best for the anglers as a whole, you know, according to what they want. And, you know, and each of the reps, you know, is trying to represent their group and what they believe their group of anglers want, you know. But when people start trying to have personal bias on any topic, then you're going to have a little bit of you're going to have some problems. And that's the thing that, you know, I feel very blessed to have just a great group of rep, and we work well together. We don't always agree on everything, and we have just a lot of really good dialogue between all the reps and myself. We got Mark Menendez, Drew Benton, and Lee Livesey, and Alex Weatherell, and Ben Milliken. You know, yeah. We've got, you know, 5-6 strong opinions. But we definitely respect each other, and those guys are doing a great job.
We saw a couple of anglers this season run amok of the no information rule. We lost some pretty big names, you know, when you lose Scott Martin and Matt Herron off of the tour. That's a thing. Could we see some changes in the no information rule and how it is applied going forward?
I'm sure we'll discuss that, you know, towards the end of the year. We've discussed both of the anglers with the information issue this year, I think on this show. And Both those situations were a little different. Both of those guys are friends of mine and a number of other anglers, and we, you know, hated both of those situations and hated that they happened. We hated them for the anglers especially and for bass and the whole sport. But, you know, we're just trying to, you know, as anglers, trying to learn from it, you know, what exactly happened and, you know, how can we make sure that we all play by the rules like we're supposed to and, you know, don't have a situation to where, you know, incidentally things could happen and we don't make sure that, you know, that doesn't happen. So there's a lot of anglers were asking a lot of questions, you know, for the next couple months after those incidents.
Right.
And, you know, anglers are still, you know, curious exactly what happened. And we're just trying to make sure nobody has that happen to them again. And it was just tough.
Where do you think we're headed with the forward-facing sonar? Could we see a scenario where it is not allowed in certain tournaments, some sort of a split that way? Where do you think we're going with this thing?
I have my opinion on where I think that the anglers want to take it, but that's just speculation. I think a lot of internet people, celebrities, internet personalities, whatever, they have their opinions as well, and it's kind of all over the board. But hopefully we can all kind of agree that whatever we do, it is going to be good for the sport, and I'm sure that it's going to be one of those things that's really especially for the next handful of years. I think it'll be evaluated every year. Mm-hmm. I think it'll be evaluated, you know, whatever it happens, whether we, you know, stay the same, whether we have restrictions or whatever happens with forward facing sonar. I think it'll just continue to be evaluated because the technology is going to evolve, and we need to make sure that we're doing what is right for the sport.
It's a good political answer. See, this thing of you being the head of this organization, you've already become a pretty solid politician there. That was a good job by you not answering, answering but not answering, because it's hard to say exactly where it is headed. That's for sure, John Cruz.
I mean, it really is. I mean, I feel like there'll be some kind of restrictions.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what most people feel like. There's a lot of people that don't want any restrictions, and those are probably the guys, you know, the anglers that have been doing well in the last couple of years. If I was in the top 10 in the Bassmaster Angler of the Year points the last 2 years, I would say do not change anything.
Right. right.
So those guys that are saying that, I don't blame them one single bit.
Yeah.
I mean, any angler that's in the top 10 the last couple of years has had really good years the last couple of years. I wouldn't want a single thing changed. Leave it exactly like it is. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of stakeholders involved in the sport, and you know, and I feel like that most. I've talked to a lot of anglers. I've seen, you know, the survey results. So there's a lot of sentiment amongst the anglers that they want to see some kind of restrictions on it, but. You know, exactly how that's going to play out next year is still yet to be seen.
John Cruz has been our guest. John, I appreciate you so much. And, you know, talking about this kind of stuff, I know it's touchy whenever we're talking about rule changes and certainly in technology. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, Tom. Well, you know, hopefully the next month or two, we'll get some clarity on what are we going to be fishing with as far as technology goes for next year. We can move on to the next topic.
There you go. John Cruz, always open. Longtime friend of the show. All right, we will grab a break here. We'll come back with a final segment and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one live scope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. As we move from the spawn to the post-spawn to summertime angling, this is the time many fishermen around the country will have to make the decision to keep pounding on the bank or to work offshore looking for that deeper bite. Now, some would like you to think that we never fished offshore before forward-facing sonar, but reality is, since down sonar became a thing, and then side scan, not to mention GPS and waypoint management, we've been out there for a while. No one seems to care about all the great mapping apps that we have as well, so that we can scout spots from our couch before we even hitch up the boat. The only question worth discussing is, are we hurting the fishery? No one seems to have an issue with all the brush that we sink to make catching fish easier.
I'm going to defer to the fishery biologists before making a judgment on that. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always available right at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.